Today, the radio broadcast portion of the UCC Church worship service is given by Dan Patty, in loving memory of Elvira Patty.
From the Gospel of Matthew. And then sing these words as well. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one after lighting the lamp puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I come not to abolish but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Let us sing together. Don't worry, I'll hear on Tuesday morning that was not your favorite. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we heard the reading from the Beatitudes. You remember? Jesus named us as blessed, named as blessed those who are poor in spirit, who mourn, who are meek. And we learned that it may be us who are the poor in spirit and those who are mourning. And it is for sure those we struggle with in our families, in the church, and who are in the world with whom we struggle, that they are for sure blessed. I invited us in some way to bless some particular person with whom we are estranged or who in the past we might have laughed at. I asked us all to do something. And me too. Today, Jesus again announces who his disciples are. However, today he is talking mainly to his followers. He's not telling us about others. He's telling us about ourselves. He tells us that we are salt and light. He's not saying this is who we have to be. He's not commanding us to be salt and light in the world. He's saying to us, you already are. You already are the salt and the light. Now, one of the things that I know is true about Neillsville is that we know a lot of the people in town. Even if we don't know them, when we encounter them, we at least, many of them, we say, oh yeah, I recognize that person. And if we don't know them, probably somebody else that we know knows them. So I went snowshoeing yesterday in Osseo. And I had somebody tell me, say hi to Don Quicker and Sue Voigt. You get the picture? Okay, people know us. So it's not just that we know them, they know us. So even though if we don't know the person who's at the table next to us at Apple Valley, they might know us. And we know we need to be careful what we say in public places because maybe we don't know them, but they know us and they know our friends and you know. It's also true around here that people know who are the followers of Jesus. Classmates and teachers often know who confirmed their faith in the eighth grade here and in other churches. They know who rides the bus to Calvary, St. Mary's, and UCC. Students know which of their teachers goes to church. Because those little ones are going to say, you know, I saw you at church today. And the whole class is going to know. Many of you can tell me who tries to follow Jesus in town. And we notice how faithful they are in the places we encounter them, even as they notice how faithful we are to being followers of Jesus. Jesus is right, like it or not, always faithful to him or not, we are salt and light in the world. It is our identity. It is a gift Jesus blesses us with already in our baptism. Now, before we get too anxious about the sins others see in us, of course, there are times when the salt has lost its flavor and we have messed up, not followed the ways of Jesus. And yes, there are times when we have hid Christ's light under a bushel basket. But today I'm going to say, let's sit for a moment in the faithfulness others see in us. the kindness we show to a food server, our willingness to pray for each other, the ways we help a coworker when they have too much on their plate, the ride we give to someone who can't drive themselves. Many of us flavor the world with what we already do. At home, at work, places where we play. We already flavor the world with the salt that Jesus calls us to be. I read with joy this week of one of our children who wanted to show some kindness to a classmate who had not been very nice to her over the years. Now, knowing this child as I do, I know she learned her kindness in her family, and yes, I know she learned it at church. I saw some of our other members, me included, who read that post, affected by this child's faithfulness. And we admitted, we too are called to show kindness in the world. We know that that is our task. I was also privileged to be with another church member at the Care and Rehab Center this week. I watched as a resident who rarely smiles. I mean, I'm in and out of that care center quite a bit in the last few weeks. And I've never seen this person really smile from ear to ear. And as she saw our church member, this lady just lit up and held her hands out like this. I've never seen her do anything like that. And the truth is, our member has been going over to see this person and some of the other folk at the rehab center, care center, and spending time and talking with them. And this person, who rarely makes sense in conversation, opened her arms to our church member. It was a joy to see, my friend. Amazing. If the staff did not already know that our church member is a follower of Jesus, they know it now because this person came with me to serve communion. And as we walked through the care center with our communion, they knew she was connected with me. And not that I'm that good, but they knew that she was part of the church. It doesn't take a lot to be salt flavoring the world in the ways of Jesus or to let the light of Christ shine around us. As we walk into teachers' lounges, sometimes all it takes is to change the perception is to say, you know, that child is a child of God too. God loves that child too. Or as we listen to someone hurting, to acknowledge God will get you through. God's gotten me through. God will get you through. I know it will be. Or to say to a cashier in a sour mood, and who of us does not get into a sour mood sometimes? Hey, God loves you. What a difference we can so easily make in the world just by saying a little bit, just by offering a bit of ourselves, just by showing kindness. Now, these are hard times in our country and in the world, and the tensions of the world are spilling over into our families and at work and as we play cards and, yes, at the church. Do you know of any place, any other place, where we choose to be that is more diverse economically and politically than right here in this sanctuary? Look around you. We are all over the place economically and politically. Did I get that right? I got a feeling I did. We are divided. How are we to live out Jesus' commandments to love our neighbor and strangers and refugees and Muslims and homosexuals and nonconforming sexual individuals and families on food stamps? How we do that varies among us. We see that commandment and respond to that commandment in different ways. Am I right? We can be salt and light for one another. Even as some of us are glad about the president's executive orders, and some of us are appalled by them. We can express God's love for each other. We can care for each other. In this very place, we can begin to try to understand why it is that those with whom we disagree feel the way they do. Here in this very place, we can talk about why one part of God's word speaks louder to us than another part, and why we put aside one part of Jesus' teachings while holding tight to another part. The salt and light Jesus says we are is in this very room. And it is already expressed. We pray together, share the peace with one another, already expressed as we take the sacraments together, as we promise together. God's salt and light is already in this room as we do the very things that we are called to do. Here we begin to learn how to be with one another, how to talk with one another, how to love one another, so that we can go out into the world and proclaim God's love for all, God's hope for all, God's desire for peace for all. It's here that we can learn how it is that we are to be in our families when we don't want to talk in our families. This is where we can learn, how to do that. Hopefully in love and with respect. Because my friends, from this very place, Jesus calls us to go out into the world as salt and light. As he announces to us, that is who you are. That is who I am. We are salt. Called to flavor the world. We are light. Bring hope to all God's people. Amen. I need to let you know that they just saw that piece of music this morning for the first time because I asked for it. Thank you. Beautifully done. And you've probably watched me today. You've probably seen me walk back and forth in ways I usually don't. And that's because I've been talking to church leadership. And we have come to a consensus that we are not going to affirm our new officers this day and not install them. So we're going to do that probably in a couple of weeks for those of you who are officers and are present. So church leadership. Decision made. Okay. Let us come together in prayer. Oh God, how you bless us. You look out into the world and you say, here is an opportunity for my followers. You look out into the world and you say to us, go make a difference. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for trusting us with your word. Thank you for trusting us to be your disciples. Thank you for leading us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to let your light shine in the world as much as we are able. Take away whatever fears we have of doing that. Fears we have of one another, so that we might be as faithful as you call us to be. Oh God, thank you for trusting us the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, there are people right close to home who need to hear the gospel. The residents of the Care and Rehab at Owen, at all the places around us where there are people who struggle with life. There are people at work, our co-workers, and sometimes it's us ourselves that need a word of encouragement. Oh God, help us to hear that you are with us. Help us to share with others that you are with them. God, help us to do your work. Be with those, oh God, who are dying, maybe fearful of what that means, maybe grieving for those who are dying. God, be with those who are sick, those who are crying out for peace. Give to us all your wisdom. Pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us respond to God's goodness with the giving of our gifts. God, we offer these gifts. Send them out into the world. Let them be salt and light to those who need to know your love. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen.